It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, guest hosting, and you are not going to want to miss this information jam-packed hour. First and foremost, we're going to be wrapping up Bilderberg 2026. One mainstream article came out on Tuesday from Charlie Skelton, who to me is really the only mainstream journalist that has covered this fairly over the past almost two decades. We're also going to talk a little bit about the discrepancies between the leaked list that was about 95% correct and then what Bilderberg put out on their own website. There were a few names that were on that leaked list that were not on the official list, and there are certainly some questions to ask in that regard. Then we're going to go to Ro Khanna, who was just at the National Press Club. And look, I call him like I see him. It's balls and strikes. I probably don't agree on a lot of policy that Ro Khanna puts out there. In fact, in this National Press Club event, he starts talking up Chucky Schumer. No fan of Schumer. But what I don't play is team baseball with the Democrats and the Republicans and the overall narratives out there. And really, Ro Khanna knocks it out of the park, not just talking about the Epstein class, a new gilded age, and commentary on Eric Swalwell. I mean, if you didn't know Swalwell was a creep by looking at him, even watching him in the Democratic primary debates when he's talking about dirty diapers and babies, I mean, Fang Fang, everybody, if you didn't know, again, I don't understand. I don't get how anybody could not realize that guy is a total and complete sleazeball, but it also really speaks to this predator class, this Epstein class, how they all knew this, all right? It's only when he stepped out of bounds, tried to take a little too much political power in a place where he wasn't endorsed by that same class, and all of a sudden, a video leaks out of him in a hotel room grabbing on what seems to be a call girl. And again, if you think that's shocking behavior, if you don't think Swalwell has done like things that are 20 times worse than that, again, you're being extremely naive. We're also going to talk about some of the Johnny nonsense surrounding Jeffrey Epstein and what to me is a meme at this point, because it is a meme. The idea that Epstein is alive. And I know a lot of people want to hold on to the fantastical, and this is the stuff that constantly goes viral. Palm Beach Pete, not Epstein, everybody, not even close. Okay. If you saw how old Epstein actually was when he got arrested in 2019, go take a better look at the mugshot. I mean, not only would you have had to do, you know, certain facial surgery, I mean, you would have probably had to do you know, some type of a facelift. He's not Palm Beach Pete, everybody. The fake pictures of him in Tel Aviv with a beard that went around the world and viral, the phony video of Ghislaine Maxwell not being in prison. That's the stuff that goes super mega viral. Ask yourself why that is. When we have hardcore information on Epstein, this network, how it integrates into Bilderberg, which we discussed last time on this program, how Epstein was literally, via his surrogate, Leslie Groff, and his other high-level surrogates, because that's what Mandelson was directing Mandelson and others to the script for Bilderberg. And even PR companies that were working with Epstein knew the power of Bilderberg. Yet, does the mainstream know about this meeting? Do they understand massive arms deals were just cut? Massive. I mean, massive deals on where this war goes from here were just made via NATO, the banking systems, the military-industrial complex, artificial intelligence, and the media. Full stop. That actually just happened, and no one seems to be talking about it. So we're going to delve into that and beyond. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Go support the broadcast. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. Get the supplements, and we'll be back.